FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
And we've got another newbie from St George's. We've got Callum. Hi, Callum. How are you?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
I'm all right, thanks. Now, you've got some really colourful trousers on,
haven't
you? Thank you. I mean, they are. Can you just describe them?
I mean, they just identify with colour, like rainbow cats and stuff, so...
Brilliant, and they got kittens on.
Yeah.
How lovely is that? Did you just wake up this morning and think, I'm going to wear my rainbow kitten trousers?
Yeah, why not?
How fantastic. Now, you play football a lot as well.
Yes, I do.
Do you wear them when you're playing football?
I have worn them in the past. I'm playing, they're kind of quite good for football because they're like, good for running and stuff, lots of movement.
Excellent. Good for you. And you play football where?
At Reading Youth.
Okay, so where you play every week?
We do every month on a Sunday over the mainland, but every Friday, every week, we do training.
You do the training. And what sort of training do? Do you do fitness training?
We sometimes do fitness training, shooting drills, passing drills.
Okay.
We have a special, every month or so, we'll do a goalkeeping drill where you can go down and just like practice your goalkeeping, because as most people probably know, it's probably one of the most difficult parts about football is doing the goalkeeping.
Are you a goalkeeper?
I'm not myself, no. I do struggle with it, but I am sort of getting better. So it's one of those things I'll kind of progress with.
Alright, so what position do you play?
I play a range. My favourite place to defend is because, you know, you get to tackle a lot of people.
All right, okay, excellent, good for you.
Yeah.
Have you been following the World Cup?
I have been following the World Cup, and my opinions with all that's happened in Qatar is completely and utterly outrageous. I think, in my own opinions, don't get me wrong, Qatar is their own country. I respect Qatar as their own country, but they do need to adapt to other societies, like, and accept same-sex relationships. They do need to accept that. But then, you can't really change how a country is, they haven't had their time to adapt yet.
No, that's true, and there's been a lot of a lot of things said and a lot of things done and so on, and I do respect those people that
obviously
being not so much outspoken, they're just making their point.
They're just making their point and getting their point across.
Yeah, I do respect. There's a lady called Alex.
Yes,
and she wore her armband.
Yeah,
and I just thought that was. I mean, some people would say brave. Some people might say silly, but I think no, you've made a statement, and I respect
it's all about making a statement in that country, and then hopefully once they've understood that people feel that strongly about it, they'll adapt and they'll kind of hopefully go over and start accepting it more and more.
Well, do you know what I hope happens? Because I know that we've all looked at it and thought, well, should we be even here playing football? But I look at it and think, at least there's a tension on it now.
Yeah.
And maybe they might go away and think, hang on a minute, we need to change because the world is looking at us.
Bringing it up and getting the attention to it.
Yeah, too right, too right. Now, what's you said you play football.
Yeah.
Are you a football fan? Do you like, is there a team?
I am, yes.
Come on.
I support Southampton.
Oh, I was going to guess. Did you know he was a Southampton fan?
You did.
You did, yeah, right, okay. So who's your favourite player?
I'm going to have to say James Ward-Prowse, just because there's a lot of backstory between him, Harry Kane, and David Beckham, the way they all take free kicks.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a funny fact, they were actually all taught under the same coach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. So, I mean, they've got a new manager now. What do you
think? I'm waiting for the next season. The next part of the season to kick off to see how it all starts in. But I think hopefully they've been training hard and they'll get some game wins.
Because they were struggling a bit.
They were.
I think, where are they now in the league?
They are in a relegation zone, but we always manage to survive relegation zones. So hopefully that will happen again.
So if they do go down, will you still follow
them?
Yeah.
You got to support your team to the end, mate.
Good for you. Have you been over to St Mary's?
I have actually been over to St Mary's a couple of times. Great atmosphere over there.
What was the last game you saw?
That's an interesting question. I went to school last time. I think it was about 2018,
19. Oh, wow, a long time ago then.
Yeah.
Okay. So
it was really good atmosphere over there, positive atmosphere.
But you don't remember who you played against?
No.
All right, okay. I remember last time I saw Arsenal play, they played Southampton.
Yeah.
I went up to the Emirates and watched them. And we won 3-1. Sorry.
That's all right.
So what other hobbies do you have?
I do horse riding horse riding, a lot of people will say it's really easy, but it's not as easy as just sitting on a horse. So loads of physical work to do with it. There's loads of just, it improves your fitness so much and mental health so much. And it's, I'm trying to get more boys into it because there's not actually that many male horse riders.
Right.
So it's kind of like a female dominated sport, but then it's like there's more boys slightly coming into it now, which is good because, you know, you need to have an equality and stuff.
All right.
In both sides of it.
Excellent. I mean, you're saying all the right things.
Yeah.
And I was saying to you earlier on, I was winding you up by saying, oh, it's really easy. All you got to do is go from side to side.
It's not as easy as it seems. It's a lot of fitness effort and looking after the horse. It's about getting your bond with the horse as well. And once you find your bond with the horse, that'll make it so much easier.
How brilliant is that?
So, it is.
So how long have you been involved with horses?
Well, I've probably started riding, like, properly riding for a couple of years now, but then my sister, who also does horse riding, she's been riding ever since she was, like, 3 or 4, so she kind of was the one who got me into it and stuff.
And you're really into it now?
Yeah, I am.
Do you do all the other things that you've got to do, though?
Yeah, mucking out and actually veterinary care and stuff. It's about learning about the horse as well.
Brilliant. I mean, it's all part of it, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all part of it, yeah.
And I think you learn a respect, don't you?
You learn respect for money and stuff.
Oh, well, if you just turn up and get on your horse and just... You're not doing all the things that are really important.
You do need to do all the important things as well.
Do you ever feel like you want to train these horses to go in the same place so it's easier?
It's not as simple as that. It's all about the friendship with your horse as well and meeting new people a long way.
Well, can't you just sort of train your horse to go in the same place?
You can't, actually. They will very much just do themselves. It depends on what kind of day it is. So they might do it in one certain place or loads of different places. You know, it just does depend on the animal itself.
Yeah.
That you're working with.
I suppose, really, in all honesty, it gives you a bit of exercise. If going over there and then over there. You've got to walk over there and pick that up as well.
You have to, even in the rain as well, which can be tough at times, but, you know, we make do. Ask a question.
You do this in the rain?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's brutal, but you do get on with it, you know. You have to get on with life.
Okay, well, good for you. Sounds like you're a hard worker and you do your bit, which is great. Well, it's really good to meet you.
Thank you.
And you're going to stick around for a while, aren't you?
I will, yeah. I was actually thinking of coming back here and actually working here. I'm enjoying it down here.
Okay. You're taking over now, aren't you?
I mean, I don't mind. You know, I'm actually enjoying it. I feel like I'm supposed to be here.
Oh, good for you. I'm glad you feel that way.
I just want to try and make a good impact on the world.
Well, you are. You are making a good impact on the world. And what I've said to young people over the last X amount of years is this is an opportunity for you to use your voice.
To get your voice heard.
And what you said about what's happening in Qatar and so on, you've used your voice. So, you know, way to go, you. All right, we're gonna ship you out now.
Okay, fair enough.
And we're going to bring in our Blue Peter correspondent.
All right, okay.
Okay, so Hayden is going to come in and tell us how he's got a Blue Peter badge. Did you notice?
Oh, yeah, I did notice that today. It's very impressive.
So we were intrigued on what he had to do. What did he have to do for that Blue Peter badge?
I don't know.
We're going to find out.